We're back here on BTV Live from training camp, and now pleased to be joined by outside linebacker Eddie Yarborough. How's camp been going for you? The first time at this level, man.
It's awesome. You know, it's what an experience to be able to come out here and really just work with the professionals that you grew up watching, like seeing DeMarcus Ware take notes and say, all right, you need to do this, and seeing guys make sweet catches. You know, it's awesome. Really, it really is just kind of breathtaking to be out here and be a part of it.
Eddie, you went to high school about 5 minutes up the road.
Yes, sir.
Wyoming Cowboy. How much does that help the transition here, just being so familiar with the area and just the area around the facility?
Oh, it's a blessing in disguise, because me, I have my family, friends here every single day. Again, my coaches are, again, five high school coaches, 5 minutes up the street. So if they hear I'm not running, they'll be hopping the fence, coming and getting on me too. So it's definitely a little extra encouragement. And also, it's just awesome to be able to say I'm the guy that's totes the home state flag, even more than that, the home city flag, being an Aurora here in Denver. So awesome to be that guy to do that.
Is it extra special having Ray Jackson, your local player development guy, here in the building with you? Without a doubt.
You know, being able to be out there and have family members, and even my like little cousins, some of them out here working the camps and stuff. So it's nice to be able to see them all.
Well, of course, you're holding a ukulele here.
Yes, sir.
Why are you holding that?
You know, I've always been kind of musically inclined. I could have been the world's best drummer. Every single year for Christmas growing up, I asked for a drum set. Parents never got me one. So instead, I took it in upon my own hands to grab me a ukulele in college. So I taught myself how to play, along with the help of Siosi Ali Apiapi. He's from Hawaii, and he taught me how to play in college. So.
Who were your guys growing up? I mean, what kind of music were you listening to?
I'm a jazz guy. Okay. A lot of people were surprised to hear this, but I'm definitely a jazz guy. Kirk Whalum, Kenny G, George Benson, the whole shebang. Smooth jazz in there.
And then just up at Wyoming, you picked this thing up and...
With the D-line up there, so we had probably about three Polys up there, Polynesians in. We, after practice, Colts have been, half the time off, all of a sudden, break one of these out and everybody just starts down. I'm like, I need to learn how to do that. So they definitely helped me along and taught me.
Do you have a song ready to go here?
Yeah, I can do any song you want,
okay.
Really.
Nice. Pretty good.
Hey, you know, I surprise people a lot, but, you know, they like start throwing out requests. I'm like, yeah, I got it. Oh, somebody's calling me. I'm like, oh. No, definitely, though. Definitely.
Do any lady friends like this? Or
a lot of people always ask me, like, when the ladies come around, Eddie, do you break out the ukulele? And I'm like, of course. You know, of course.
Why?
You know, hey, if you got to use it. So, definitely, but I know how to, like, pop a couple jokes. Half the time they're just laughing at me because I'm not smooth at all. So, but you know, hey, anything that helps.
Helps you relax here during training
camp. Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Get in a room, quiet room, jam to yourself, and really kind of just relax your mind and let it go.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
That's outside linebacker. No problem at all.
Eddie Yarborough joining us here on BTV Live from training camp.